Finally! I was beginning to worry about you. Come on, take your seat. You're lucky that the train was delayed this morning, although it's always delayed, but it's a bit more delayed than normal, and... No, train hag! You don't get to sit here, not today, not today! What? Did I say that out loud? I did. It's just train hag. She's always eyeing up your seat. But I never ever let her get to it. Never. She gets on six stops before you, but I always guard your seat. And this is weird. I'm being weird. Let's just be quiet. I never open my mouth. Let's just forget that this ever happened and just stare straight ahead and not talk or make any indication that this happened. Because it didn't happen. Because we're commuters, and commuters do not talk to each other, we do not look at each other, and we, wow, do not risk the ire of the train hag. She is not happy. She is not a happy bunny. She's about as far from a happy bunny as you can get. She's a train hag, and... Why are you looking at me like that? You're not meant to smile at me. We're commuters, remember? Fucking hell. Bollocks. You know what? For once, can we just throw that commuter bullshit out the window? And just... Oh my god. Do you see that? She just tutted at me. Wow. That's mean. But come on, did she really think that I was going to let her have your seat? It's just ridiculous. I never let anyone have your seat. I always save it for you. I get on at the very first station, so, you know, I can guard it all the way. This is weird. I mean, you don't know me, and I'm talking like we're friends, sort of. It's just... Maybe I'm weird. Wow. No maybe about it. That's mean, but not as mean as a tut, so I'll let it go. I just see you every day. And you always sit in the same seat. I mean, even before I began saving it for you. You always get on at the same door, at the same time. You sit in the same seat next to me, and we travel to work together. You do the crossword, and then you pass me the paper, and it's nice. I've kind of gotten used to you. That just sounds so weird. But you know what I mean. You see the same faces every day. You think about them and... Fuck. I should not be let out in public. I'm just bad at interacting with normal people. You're not normal. Now she's looking at you. She just tutted. There's a reason I call her train hag. She's just really miserable. I mean, no one likes getting up early. But there's like ordinary grumpiness, and then there's that. There's train hag. Oh no, 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 no. It's not just me, you see it. I've seen the way you look at her. No, I haven't been watching you, that would be creepy. No, saving your seat every morning is not creepy. It's thoughtful. It's nice. Fine. I won't do it tomorrow. And then I'll end up sitting next to train hag. Damn it. You have outfoxed me there. I'm Honey, by the way. No, that really is my name. You didn't have to laugh so loud. She just tutted at you again. See, now I'm her favourite. Now I'm not her favourite. She hates me. That look was a look of pure hate. Wow. Why do you think she's so grumpy? I don't know. Maybe she just really wants a seat. I mean, it is the best seat. Well, second best seat. No, it's the second best. This one's the best. Mine. Well, I cherry-picked it. I'm the first one in the carriage, so I get the best seat. Yours is not better than mine. It's not. How is yours better than... Okay, yes, I am sat opposite Train Hag. Do you think she can hear me call her Train Hag? She can hear me. Maybe that's why she's miserable. You know, it's actually strange to be talking to you. I mean, we've nodded and... Well, I mean, I think you smiled at me once, but I don't know if you were smiling at me or... You were smiling at me. So, why did you stop? Because I didn't smile back. I'm so bad at this. It's just, you know, when you commute, you're meant to ignore everyone, pretend that they don't exist. No eye contact, no talking, no nothing. I mean, everyone is looking at us, although they're pretending not to be looking at us. Because, you know, commuter code. But this is the most exciting thing that's happened on their commute forever. I get it, though. When you see someone every day, spend time with them. You do kind of feel like you know them. You think about what they might do. What's their job? What's their name? Really, that's mean. I'll have you know that Honey's a very... I got nothing. It's a stripper name. Am I a stripper? Wow. Maybe I should say I am a stripper. Just say it out loud so we can see how Hag reacts. Okay. You ready? I am a stripper. She just fell over. Seriously though, I'm not a stripper. I'm about as far away from a stripper as you can get. I'm an accountant. I'm an accountant called... I'm sorry, what? No. You just said that's not what you imagined. So, you thought about me. You... What? No. What do you think I was? You're not telling me. Well, I thought you were a spy. Because you're all good looking and you're always so well dressed and... I don't know. Are you a spy? You can't tell me. This is all kinds of wrong, you know. I mean, we're talking and laughing and we really shouldn't be. We're breaking all the rules. If you are a spy, you're not a very good one. I mean, calling all this attention to yourself. I mean, Hag. She could be a Russian agent. And she's been stalking you on your commute for so long. And that's why she wants your seat. She wants to search it for... I don't know. It's one of those dead drops. So someone left... I was going to say a microfilm, but that's so old-fashioned. A flash drive. With a list of... I don't know. Tea. I really want a cup of tea. No, but there's a flash drive. And... She thinks that that's where the exchange happens. And now she thinks that I, this sweet, innocent accountant, I don't know that she thinks I'm a spy as well. And now she's plotting our death, and that's why she's staring that death stare at us. What? Are you a spy? Is she a Russian spy? That was mean. That was so mean. You know, I think this is the most fun I've had on my commute ever. Nope, it's not. That one time when the pigeon was flying around, that was fun. Everyone was freaking out, it was amazing. Yeah, you weren't here. You know, I worry about you when you're not here. Is that weird? It is, but I'm weird. You know, you're a lot less charming than I thought you would be. Definitely not a spy. No, I don't know what I think you are now. Do I still think that you're good looking? Look at the hag! What? No, not changing the subject. Maybe a bit. Maybe I'm changing the subject a bit. Not that I think you're a bit good. You're tricky. Maybe you are a spy. We're almost at my stop. What? No, it's not where I normally get off. So you know where I normally get off, do you? Oh, you noticed me. What? I'm not smiling. It's just, you know, it's not very commuter-like, is it? No, I don't know where you get off. No, I really don't know where you get off because I get off before you. Yeah. But I know what time you'll be at the station. I know where you stand. I know that you like hot chocolate. I can smell it in your cup. I know that seeing you always makes me smile. And I know that I am really awkward and a little bit weird. Yeah, what do you expect from an accountant called Honey? I don't know what my parents were thinking. You like it? Maybe you are a spy. Because you are ridiculously charming. And yes, you are just a little bit good looking. Just a bit. Have to get off. Or maybe not. Maybe I should just stay on. I thought you were going to ask why. But I really do have to go. But I'll see you tonight. Excellent, it's a date. It's not a date. It's definitely not a date. Shut up, just don't. Just don't. You know what? It's fine. You can mock me, it's fine. Because I know that when I go, Train Hag's gonna come and sit next to you. That's what you get. Have fun. I'll see you tonight.